This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Lucy Morillon is with Reporters Without Borders, and she joins us on the long line from her office in Washington. Good afternoon, Lucy.
Yes, can you hear me?
There you are. Yes, sorry about that.
No.
And you're in D.C., right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I've really been looking forward to this conversation. Tell us first. I think folks have heard about Doctors Without Borders. Tell us, what is Reporters Without Borders?
Well, Reporters Without Borders is an international press freedom organization. We've been around for more than 20 years, and our mandate is to protect journalists, to get journalists out of jail, to bring to justice people responsible for murders of journalists, to support independent media in developing countries, and also to keep an eye on our democracy practices.
And that's quite a mission.
It is. I'm telling you, we're very busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was reading some of your literature. You talk about on your website, which what's the website? Let folks know where that is.
Yeah, the website is www.rsf.org, and you can find all the information you need about freedom of the press, about jail journalists, how to help Reporters Without Borders, how to get more involved in our fight for the right to inform and to be informed.
Right. And I guess, of course, one of the greatest accomplishments of the revolutions of the 18th century in the Western world were to create an environment where journalists were free, where you could actually be a reporter and go out and talk to people and report back in whatever medium, the newspapers to start, whatever medium, report back the truth and let people know, hey, this is what's going on across the hill, or this is what's going on downriver, and this is what I found out when I went to such and such a city. But the rest of the world didn't actually follow that very quickly. It's sort of spread slowly at times. And on your website, it says that more than a third of the world's people still live in countries where there is no press freedom.
That's unfortunately true. I mean, we are lucky living in the United States or in European countries or other democracies to have access to information. And we take it for granted. We know that we can know what's going on in the government. I mean, most of it, that we can criticize what the officials do, that we can know about different political topics, that nothing is really taboo. But in some countries, when you're a journalist, you cannot cover some issues such as local corruption. You cannot criticize the government. Or if you do so, you're going to end up in jail. Or you can also lose your life. And that's something we should remember every time we listen to the radio, every time we read a newspaper. We should remember that we are glad, we're happy to have to be able to have access to this information, because this is not the case in too many countries in the world. And it's not about only about how journalists can do their work, how journalists can cover the news. It's about everyone's right to be informed. I mean, when you live in the country where you don't have access to what's going on in the government and you cannot really decide for yourself what kind of political system you want, because you cannot make some decision if you don't have the proper information to do so.
We're talking with Lucy Morillon of Reporters Without Borders. That's rsf.org. And let's talk about where it's really bad. Where are the top few places in the world right now where a reporter is literally risking his or her life to do the job that they feel called to do?
Well, Reporters Without Borders recently issued an index, and this index ranks the countries according to the situation of press freedom in these countries. And to tell you so, the worst predators, the worst violators of press freedom, according to us, are North Korea, followed by Turkmenistan and Eritrea. In these countries, there's no freedom of the press, and journalists risk their life every day for trying to report what's going on. If you also take into account countries such as Cuba, Burma, China, imprisonment is also a reality. And these situations are extremely serious, and it's really urgent for that leaders of these countries accept criticism and stop routinely cracking down on the media as harshly as they do.
And there are, of course, the journalists aren't just killed. They're actually, and we should point out, they're doing things that in the West we totally take for granted that a reporter should do. They should question the government. They should question what elected leaders do or say. You should verify something that someone in power says as fact. You should check it out. This is what they're trying to do, and they're being killed or put in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to give you a few examples, in Turkmenistan, three journalists were sent to jail a few weeks ago for helping Western journalists doing a report on Turkmenistan's health and education systems. This report looked also at the extreme personality cult around the president for life of Turkmenistan, Mr. Niyazov. After the report was made, the three journalists were sent to jail, and the female journalist, Mrs. Muradova, died of torture in jail. And currently, the two other journalists are still being held, but we have no clue exactly how they're doing. And we know that they are being held for now, but, you know, they're probably being tortured, they're probably suffering a lot, and they can actually also die in the coming days or coming weeks if the international community don't do anything.
Well, certainly a free press is towards the top of the list of the things that our men and women in America and from other countries that are fighting for in the Middle East as we speak. I mean, this would be the type of culture that we would want to see in the Middle East, is a country and places where journalists are very free to go out and talk to whomever they want to talk to, and free to print what they want to print if they have the facts to back it up.
Yeah, sure, but unfortunately, I mean, Asia and the Middle East are the two worst areas in terms of freedom of expression, and especially freedom of the press. In too many countries, self-censorship or censorship is generalized. In Saudi Arabia, you can't talk about some topics that is related to the royal family. You know, under the name of the fight against terrorism, the government cracked down on any dissidents. And even if you take the example of Iraq is today the world's most dangerous country for journalists. We had more than 130 journalists killed since the beginning of the conflict in 2003. It's even more than the Vietnam War, which lasted 20 years. So it's definitely a very worrying situation. And we do believe that there cannot be democracy, there cannot be the rule of law and a real state in this country if there's no freedom of the press. Because through freedom of the press, we get the people informed, we get the people of these countries able to make the sound decision, to decide what kind of political system they want to do, they want to have. And for now, this doesn't exist. I mean, look at Lebanon, for example. Lebanon used to be an example in the region, one of the few countries in the Middle East where you could do your work as a journalist. A lot of newspapers were really critical of the government, of Syria, also are of pro-France or pro-Western activists and so on. But now the situation is totally different. A lot of journalists were killed in Lebanon, and no one has been brought to justice to be punished for these murders. And now the Lebanese media desperately need peace and guarantees of security. The war has been a destroyer of press freedom in this country and in other countries in the Middle East.
Lucy Morillon with Reporters Without Borders is our guest on Charlottesville Right Now. Let's take a very quick break, and we'll be right back. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Lucy Morillon is with Reporters Without Borders. She joins us on the phone from her office in Washington. Lucy, on the list that Reporters Without Borders released about sort of the index of press freedom in countries throughout the world, on that list, the United States ranked 53rd, and we sort of climbed in that list of the countries that are, I guess it was ranked the countries that are least friendly to press freedom. Why was that?
Well, indeed, you expect from countries like the United States, France, or Japan to be quite well ranked in this kind of index. But this year, some of the democracies are definitely slipping. As U.S., as you were mentioning, is ranked 53rd out of 168 countries. It has fallen 9 places since last year, so you may wonder what. I mean, it's still a country where you can be a journalist, but there have been some really worrying trends this last month. Especially, one of the reasons why the U.S. has fallen is because the relationship between the media and the Bush administration has sharply deteriorated, especially after the president used the pretext of national security to regard as suspicious any journalists who question his war on terrorism. I mean, remember when the news media broke the news of NSA spying or the finance transaction espionage and so on, some government officials made comments about the media being traitors to the country, of the media who were actually disclosing some information and weakening the fight against terrorism. And we believe this is not the case. I mean, in any democracy, you have to criticize the government to take into account what the government is doing and to make sure that the civil liberties are respected and that the citizens of the country are aware of what's going on. And in this case, these statements from officials were not justified, and we believe that the media were doing their work as checks and balance that they should do in any democracy. So that's one of the reasons. The second reason, and probably one of the most important reasons why the U.S. has fallen in this index, is the increasing attacks on confidentiality of sources in the United States. More and more journalists are being brought to justice or are being forced to reveal their sources. And this is a big issue. I mean, for someone who's not a journalist, you may wonder, you know, why can't a journalist be brought to justice? What's going on here is that when you're an investigative journalist, to find some sensitive information, you need to be able to promise confidentiality to your sources. You need to tell them, don't worry, you can give me this information. This is not, you know, your name is not going to be known because I know how sensitive it is. And if once you cannot guarantee confidentiality, if you are forced to reveal the name, then you can't work anymore. And sources inside the government who have sensitive information will not come to you anymore because they're afraid that they would be discovered at some point. And this is the case. I mean, we had different cases recently. We have also this blogger and reporter who is being held in California, Josh Wolf. He actually filmed some anti-GA demonstration in San Francisco in July 2005. During the demonstration, a police car was slightly damaged, and the judge actually sent Josh Wolf to prison because he refused to give his video archive to the judge. He said that he doesn't have any footage of this incident and that he doesn't want other sources, confidential sources, in this tape to be known to the authorities. And, you know, he's not a criminal. He's just protecting his source, and now he's going to spend probably more time than any other journalist in prison in the United States.
And from your view, when we, even here in America, throw a reporter in prison for not revealing the sources that he or she has used for a story, that we're simply intimidating press and we hurt press freedom.
Yeah, it's, confidentiality of sources is a cornerstone of investigative journalism. And without investigative journalism, you don't have a dynamic press. You don't have the information you need. I mean, most of the very important news that were announced this last years and so on were because of confidential sources. I mean, what happened with Nixon and the Watergate would never have been known if Bob Woodward was not able to promise confidentiality to Mark Fain. So that's definitely something which is worrying, and especially because it is being used. You know, our democracies have to set examples for the rest of the world. When we slip, when we do a mistake, it's being used all over the world by repressive regimes or by other people who don't have the same standards. Just to give you an example, when a Reporters Without Borders delegation was in Chad to discuss the release of journalists in prison in the country, the first thing that the president from Chad told our representative was, oh, what are you doing here? You should be in the United States because they are jailing a journalist. So, of course, there's no comparison between the situation of president in Chad and in the U.S., but still, it shows you how it can be used by other regimes to justify their cracking down on freedom of the press.
We're talking with Lucy Morillon. She's with Reporters Without Borders. On Thursday, November 23rd, as the United States celebrates its Thanksgiving holiday, Reporters Without Borders will be holding another special day of another kind to remember all of these jailed journalists who are in prisons around the world. And tell us about that.
Well, indeed, on Thanksgiving Day, some journalists will not be able to celebrate because they will be still in jail. And on that day, Reporters Without Borders is organizing this Jail Journalist Support Day to pay tribute to these 130 journalists who are currently in jail. These men and women are deprived of their freedom simply because they did their job, because they were critical, because their investigations caused troubles, because their reports were damning of the authorities, and they ended up in jail for several months at best, for 10, 15, 20 years as well. And, you know, their lives have been totally changed by the sole reason that they were not obedient enough. So we're trying to pay tribute to these journalists, but also to call upon the international community to also get to know these journalists more, to go on our website that day, to sign petition calling for their release. We have people in Burma, in China, in Cuba, in Eritrea, in Ethiopia that are being just in prison for trying to keep us informed. And it's high time for all of us to express our solidarity and to tell them that they are not forgotten, that the reason why they got to jail was not in vain. And it's, you know, sometimes this international mobilization can help. An international campaign can help the release of journalists. Even if it doesn't work for every case, at least this journalist in jail know at some point that there's some people campaigning for them abroad, and
it really
helped them hold on.
And I just want to underscore the fact that what these journalists, we've got, you know, there's dozens and dozens of journalists who are in prisons around the world, and we should point out they weren't trying to spark revolutions. They were literally doing what folks, journalists in our country do every single day. And I would encourage folks to go to rsf.org, Reporters Without Borders, that's the website. And Lucy, thank you so much for your time, and let's talk again. Absolutely. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.